I've been an entrepreneur for the past 17 years, and I've also been a mom of three, a dog mom, a niece, a daughter, a friend, you name it. When I became a mom for the first time, I really had to figure it out because I didn't want to choose between having a career, being a businesswoman, and being a mom, right? I was really determined to figure this one out. And what I learned the hard way was you cannot create memories with the people that you love and be present when you're constantly exhausted and burned out. So from all of the things that I had to learn, and I sometimes feel like I had to recreate work-life balance in order to make it work for me and my children and loved ones, I want to share 4 rules with you today that you can implement immediately, so you're not gonna have to go through the struggles I did. And by the way, number 4 is my personal favorite that I learned from one of the women on board of one of Germany's biggest banks. Hi, I'm Catherine Lees. I'm a business and life coach, and I help women save money and time by mastering time management, achieve work-life balance to have healthy and happy relationships, self-development, and I just overall love to see women win in life and career. So if that is something you are interested in, please make sure to subscribe and follow to not miss out on any future episode. If you ever hear somebody talk about a 50-50 work-life balance, run. Just run, girl, because honestly, it's not even realistic. Assuming that you truly love your career, you love the business you have built with your own hands, and ideally, this is something you thrive within, right? That is really purpose-driven. However, you will still need to balance that because in order to regain that energy that you can then put back into your business and career or really gain some outside inspiration and motivation, you will need that balance outside of your workplace so much. The matter of the truth is, if you're stressed out and miserable at your work, then that is going to affect your private life. If you're unhappy and stressed out and just argue all the time with your loved ones, that is going to have a huge effect on your work as well. Do you see how that circle goes? But obviously, that also goes for the other way around. So if you are happy in your workspace and you're inspired and motivated, that's going to fuel your relationships too. That's going to inspire the people around you. And vice versa, again, if you're happy in your relationships, if they're really healthy and nurturing, that's going to inspire and fuel your work even more so. I'm so happy to be sharing those 4 rules with you because I really feel like those lay the foundations for any kind of work balance, realistic work balance, especially if you are a woman in a demanding career or business. Rule number 1, and that goes for your work as well as for the people that you love, create and then set clear boundaries and communicate them. You have to be really realistic to how much you can provide in time and energy, what is realistic. It goes for career, but even more so if you are running your own business, that, you know, it goes in ebbs and flows. There will be times when your work is more demanding than others. And I think it is really crucial that you communicate that with the people that you love so they know what they can expect and also what they cannot expect from you. It is so important that you communicate them clearly without any kind of emotions, preferably. So we're not going to get in the range of blaming, just to really have no space for any kind of misunderstanding, and that as a consequence creating pressure for you or for the people that you love. Obviously, sometimes it's still very difficult for people that you love and for yourself as well to deal with it. For example, let's say you have a really busy time with your business or your career, and you just already know, you know, you will not be able to spend as much time or maybe won't have a weekend off. Obviously, that's gonna hurt. But if you can come from a place of understanding and also expressing that this is not what, you know, you would prefer to, and just really lay the foundation of understanding and a very open conversation that can prevent a lot of hurt, misunderstanding, and damage to your relationships. Rule number two, and that is so important, and you would be surprised how many women do not, and males by the way too, do not have that in place. You need to create routines specifically for your self-care. You can bet on the fact that I do not have one client who has never heard me speak about that before, because especially if you're running a really demanding, high-profile career, or you're running your own business. And honestly, that goes for women or males, again, obviously, that run a small business, or maybe you have built an empire. It really doesn't matter, because you need to take care of yourself. I don't want to start this whole oxygen thing again on the airplane, right? But I guess you know where I'm coming from. You need to make sure to take care of your energy, to take care of your body, to take care of your health, in order to not just function, because you're not a robot, but you're a human being, and you need to make sure to start your day off the way that is, I almost want to say, most perfect for you, for your system, because we are humans. Everybody of us is different. We all have different needs. Some of us need, first thing first in the morning, a very quiet coffee with no kids involved. Others, first things first, need, I don't know, a break, a walk, a meditation. And that's why I really want to honor that and say, whatever works for you, you want to do that first. Just as important as how you start your day is actually how you unwind your day. And that is so crucial, because literally it is sometimes difficult to leave all of the work thoughts and worries and all of the emotions concerning work to leave at that workspace, right? I guess we all know what we're talking about. Or maybe you have been at an event or appointment before you're going back home, then probably it's even more so difficult. But what I'm saying is, make sure that the last 2 hours, sometimes that's even not possible, but then at least 1 hour of the day is reserved for you and your own thoughts. What I mean by that is, preferably don't watch TV, don't be on that phone, don't be scrolling those social media pages, which can really be toxic. And I want to suggest, really, in awareness, checking who you are following. Are they creating any kind of guilt or jealous or whatever? But still, for the last hour, or preferably 2 hours, but that's just sometimes not realistic, and I know what I'm talking about, you really want to make sure you unplug, you unwind yourself, literally. So no TV, no scrolling social media on the phone. And I mean it, like, you shouldn't be doing that actually for the past 2 to 3 hours of the day, at least. But make sure that hour really is reserved for you and your brain and your own thoughts only. Because what happens is, specifically when we're running through a busy day and then we're coming home and we got the spouse, the partner, the kids, the dog, the just everybody and some, it just is really kind of crowded in our brain, right? That's what it is. A whole lot of voices, a whole lot of demands, expectations, wishes, emotions. Mom, he did this and that at school. And then your partner goes, oh, that workmate, you know where I'm coming from. So make sure you got some space for your own thoughts, because otherwise you're going to be so exhausted. Rule number three, you would be surprised on how many people don't know, and I by any means don't mean that in a blaming way. I didn't get that for the longest time too, but how much time management is connected with your work-life balance, and I mean it. If your schedule is chaotic, all over the place, and it's a mess, to be honest, time management is not something that is working quite well for you, that will obviously, inevitably have a huge effect on your work-life balance. If you are stressed out at work, there is no flexibility in your schedule whatsoever, that is one of the biggest, if not the biggest component of your work-life balance, because you remember how I mentioned in the very beginning that if you're stressed out and unhappy and miserable at work, that will have a huge effect on your private life. Et voilà. Frankly, we all gonna have busy and stressful days. That comes with the territory of a successful career and running a business. That's what it is, period. If I'd be telling you or somebody else telling you anything else, it's a big ass lie. And I'm sorry to put it that way, but that's what it is. But ideally, and that is what time management is all about, you will create systems and strategies and specifically a schedule that is working for you, so you will not be stressed out and not have that chaotic schedule. This is what time management is about, and this is why it is so, so massively important. Does anybody ever say massively important? I don't know, but I like it. Okay, number four is my favorite one, because while it is very, very obvious and very important, and most of people will be like, oh, I ain't got time for that. The other day, I was at an event, and there was one of the two female board members of one of German biggest banks. I mean, they know a thing or two about work-life balance, believe me, because she has two daughters, twin daughters. And when she was talking about this, I was just like, yes, exactly that. What I'm talking about is taking breaks. And while this may sound very obvious, and I know this is almost stressful to just even mention, because latest right now, you probably go like, oh girl, I don't get time for taking breaks. Like, who got that time? But you have to. I'm not talking about having the good intention of maybe taking a lunch break today or maybe shoveling in a little coffee break at 3 p.m. What I'm talking about is consciously scheduling 5 minutes breaks during the day. And I'm not just talking about one of those breaks, but ideally 3 to 4. Just think about that. 3 to 4 breaks, 5 minutes, that's going to be 15 to 20 minutes. And the results of those, let's say 20 minutes ideally, will be that you will not be as exhausted as you usually are. Those 5 minutes each are so crucial and important to really almost pluck yourself off for 5 minutes straight, unwire your brain. And yes, 5 minutes will do it. So what I wanted to share about the speech that she gave, and she's a fabulous woman. Not only is she doing those 5 minutes a couple of times during the day, and hello, board member, one of German biggest banks. So excuse me, if she can do it, you can do it, right? Not only is she doing that, but, and this is something that fascinated me so much, and I've been instantly been sharing it with all of my clients because I know you have to do that. Listen to this. She is locking her door. So now you would assume, okay, so why is she not just telling her assistant to not come in, right? She's not locking the door to close somebody out or whatever. She's locking the doors so she can have that peace in her mind, just knowing that nobody can come in. By the way, same goes for your mobile, your devices. Just switch them off for just those 5 minutes. Do yourself that favor. And by no means, I'm going to say it right now, oh, you have to meditate 5 minutes, you have to do this. No. If you want to stare at a blank wall 5 minutes, do you. If you want to drink a coffee in peace, do you. If you just want to stare outside the window, if you want to meditate, if you want to lay on the floor, I don't care. You do with those 5 minutes, whatever you want to, whatever you deserve, whatever you wish for, just do it and lock the darn door. I truly hope you're going to start implementing those 4 rules starting today, because honestly, the only thing between you and a better work-life balance is you. And as always, remember, you can and you will design a life that you love at any moment in time. Thank you so much for watching and for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.